Dave Banning on 2FM.
Now, let's see, folks. I'm joined by Grainne Humphreys, the director of the Jameson Dublin International Film Festival, and she's here to talk about a screening that's happening next week. But first, take a look at what we normally do this time every week, which is basically to take a look at the big screen and the small screen in terms of what you can do tonight if you want to go out to the movies or watch one at home. In other words, we're looking at this week's new releases, kind of, well, the big one anyway, and also a DVD or whatever it is. Is it DVDs these days, do you think? Do people go out to the DVD shops?
Unless they're downloading them, Dave, of course.
Oh, my God.
Does anyone actually go out to the cinema or
yes,
get DVDs?
They do. Well, listen, just
hopefully,
if they were to go to the cinema this week, last week it was the big, huge space one. So what is it this week that's the big one, Grainne?
Oh, no, now we go inside our minds, basically. The Imitation Game is it's a fantastical, I suppose, biopic, really, set World War II, Bletchley Park, 1939, when, I suppose, the world was divided and the British Intelligence Agency came up with the idea of cracking the code of the Enigma machine, which was effectively how the Nazis were controlling all communications in relation to their movements of Navy and Army, etc. And so what happened was they recruited the brightest and the best. So it was like Top Gun. And they brought in a guy, Alan Turing. He was a genius. He was a mathematician. He was somebody who actually, not in the film, but he had gone to Princeton. And he came in. He has a very, very sort of antisocial, very sort of introverted character. But he came up with the idea of how to put together a machine that would actually crack the actual code.
Pardon my ignorance, he went to Princeton.
He went to Princeton, yeah. He went to Cambridge, where he published a paper that sort of revolutionised mathematics and computer, early computer science. And he went to Princeton for 2 years, from 36 to 38, and then came back.
Right.
But in the actual film, which is set up very much like The Dirty Dozen or any of those type of films, where the gang gets brought together. So Matthew Good plays the chess genius. You have Alan Leach plays John Cornwall, I think his name is. You have Keira Knightley, the only woman who was brought in by Benedict Cumberbatch because she actually can do crosswords faster than he can. The other side of the actual film is the idea that the Turing, after the war was over and after his, if you like, record had nearly been hidden and disguised, was arrested for homosexuality, and he was subject to either a prison or to take voluntary estrogen injections. And the film is split between those two things. This sort of framework is that he is confessing to a policeman what he did during the war. And in a way, that's what's wrong with the film, Dave, is that it's a brilliant action thriller. It's a fantastic story of derring do about how Britain saved us from Nazis.
It's amazing, that word. I love that word, derring do. People never use it for anything in the last 10 or 15 years, but if it's anything to do with heroics in the Second World War, it's always derring do. Matt Braddock, VC, you know, eat some Japs for breakfast.
It is like that. It's people going eureka and racing into offices.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, let's take a blast. This is The Imitation Game. Let's take a little bit of this.
Are you trying to build your universal machine? I read your paper at university.
Is it already being taught?
No, I was precocious. So, you theorised a machine that could solve any problem. It didn't just do one thing, it did everything. It wasn't just programmable, it was reprogrammable. Hmm. Is that your idea behind Christopher?
Human brains can compute large sums very quickly. Even Hugh can do that, but I want Christopher to be smarter. To make a calculation and then to determine what to do next. Like a person does. Think of it. Electrical brain. A digital computer.
Digital computer?
There you go, that's a piece from The Imitation Game, and Grainne Humphreys here is giving us, I presume, thumbs up.
I'm giving a thumbs up with a tiny bit of caveat. Benedict Cumberbatch is fantastic, and he is playing a variation on Sherlock. It is another genius man who probably has difficulties sort of associating or any sort of social interaction. I do feel like we are probably slightly, I suppose, undersold, or the story of his dreadful, dreadful treatment at the hands of the British government. You don't want to say too much, but I mean, he, effectively died early because of what actually happened to him. But he was pardoned in 2013.
And I presume, so is that written sort of at the end of the screen?
It
kind
is.
Of thing, yeah.
And I think that's where the film slightly straddles in a very awkward way between his huge efforts to actually win the war and the type of man he was. And the film is a tiny bit coy about the second part while being very happy to champion the first bit.
And I get the impression you would be annoyed at the fact that it's being coy. Why on earth would you be coy in 2014?
Exactly. I mean, the film has exactly the same attitude as the people in the 1950s have when he's actually in the police station, where you kind of talk about it, dance around about it.
Wow, that's a bit of a damning indictment of the movie.
Well, this is my point. It's a very, very interesting film because it celebrates and champions his huge achievements. You know, he's claimed to be, you know, the father of modern computers, his achievement in terms of breaking this unbreakable machine and effectively changing the shape of world history. And yet at the same time, because of the type of man he was, it's portrayed in a particular way. But it's a very, very interesting film, not dissimilar from King's Speech. And I'd probably say that Benedict Cumberbatch, for me, has exactly the same type of grace that Colin Firth brought to the other
film.
And
I think a lot of people who might go to see the movie tonight, younger people, would just be astonished at just exactly how he was literally, if you like, hounded in many ways, or certainly forced into a corner to do what it is he had to do, and therefore his life ended much before
Absolutely.
It should have.
But
and like, for instance, like you look back on so many things, like, you know, the manager of the Beatles, the same thing, anytime you see a documentary of what was happening in the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, the bleeding 70s. Like, we're talking illegality here.
Absolutely. And you do feel, you're right, Dave, you do feel now we wouldn't actually be quite as coy. But having said that, it's a very interesting film about a piece of history that I wasn't familiar with. So actually, it does that. It opens up those conversations. And I think it also opens up conversations about that connection between madness and genius, and the relationship between, you know, as I said, that idea of teamwork. And there's some fantastic acting. Charles Dance is in it. Mark Strong is in it.
Oh, I love Mark
Kieran
Strong.
Kieran Knightley's great.
He's
Anna
cool.
Leach is
Tall
great.
Guy.
So, I mean, you couldn't just sit back and enjoy really well-made movie.
How's the jutting chin of Kira?
Not as bad as normal. Not as bad as normal. She's
quite
good.
Anyway, okay, listen, that's it. That's the Imitation Game. If you're going to one, that's the one to go to because it's good. Now, small screen, stay at home.
I've got two. One is really, really old and one is really, really new. The Fault in the Stars, young adult. Now, it's my notion of hell to go to see something defined as young adult and to actually have it about somebody who's got cancer.
Yeah.
It's like everything that sort of would drive me away. I thought this was brilliantly written. I thought it was beautifully acted. It's a love story. It's got a great cast. And it is about two kids falling in love, meeting in a cancer sort of like, you know, support group. And I thought it actually worked. For me, it was cynical enough to sort of, you know, get away from that sentimentality that drives me insane. And the other one was just something because Dumb and Dumber is coming. Dumb and Dumber 2 is coming out, and I thought about Something Wild a long, long time ago. Jonathan Demme film with Melanie Griffith.
Oh, yeah.
Jeff Daniels,
who hadn't a clue
and
what he was doing.
When no
she
one had a clue.
Had him around her little finger.
28 years old, Dave,
right,
that film.
Okay.
And
well,
it's as good as it was the day
should
we
get
saw
out
it.
Tonight.
Yeah.
Now look, that's at home and that's on the big screen, but what is happening in terms of the JDIFF and Sony Pictures presenting Whiplash and all the rest of it? Tell me all about
this
it.
This is the film of the year.
Right.
This, I think, is going to be the one that everyone's going to be talking about this Christmas. Well, not
first of all,
Christmas.
Tell me what the Dublin Festival is when, what time and
August. Oh, we've moved into March, so right. We're the 19th to the 29th of March. We're going to have galas in the Savoy. We're going to have 140 films. I've got about 90 of them so far. We've got fantastic guests, and really, I suppose the idea is that it's bringing the best cinema and the best new Irish films to the big screen.
You haven't named anything yet.
I haven't named anything because I'm not going to talk about
okay.
what we are.
Then tell me about next Tuesday. That's November 18.
Absolutely.
At Movies at Dundrum in Dublin at 7 p.m.
Whiplash is a film about an aspiring drummer and his antagonistic relationship between his music teacher. And it's Miles Teller and it's J.K. Simmons. J.K. Simmons is the guy who plays the sort of kindly father. He's the uncle. He's the teacher to the left. And in this, he actually gets the role of a lifetime as one of the most greatest baddies. He is the complete opposite of the wonderful, benevolent type of
By the way,
teacher.
When you say music, are we talking jazz here? Not
We're
rock?
Talking
yeah,
jazz. Right, We're okay. talking jazz. But jazz done with a passion and a ferocity that a lot of people would be shocked by. Full out, sweating, passion. And it's about a guy who literally will do anything he possibly has to in order to be the best. There's a drum solo at the end that literally will send you reeling out from the actual cinema. It's like watching Rocky.
Don't tell
it's
me.
Rocky
Moby
with
Dick
drums.
By Led Zeppelin. Give me a break.
It
okay,
is
hold
Rocky
on.
With drums.
A drum solo that what? Will have
you, Absolutely.
I'll
tell
the
you.
Theater.
I cannot wait to see it again. And I know that it's one of those films, it's rare that it happens, that you see it it, and the minute it ends, you want it to start all over again.
Actually, Pink Floyd have a new album, because we had them on last week, we had to talk about it last week. There's a whole track, it's just a drum solo. It's actually pretty good.
Well,
I can't believe I said that.
Yeah, you
drum
just said that,
good.
You see.
Okay, hold on. You're saying, by the way, everybody should listen to this, 1,200 movies or so, the biggest movie, the biggest and the best of all so far, is probably for you, Whiplash.
Yeah,
it's that good.
And it's coming out in January, so we're giving everybody a small little taster.
Can you
so
buy
we'll
tickets
start
to the film festival
this.
Now, by
you
the way?
You can. Season tickets. Yeah, just go on the website.
Online, which would be the Jemison Dublin International Film Festival. But this is in association with Sony Pictures.
Yeah,
right?
This is just literally, it's a Christmas present, just to say, hey, have a good time. It's coming out in January. You're going to see it before everyone
else.
Have
you heard of this guy before, Damien Chazelle?
No, he's film,
a director,
it was shown in Sundance, and the buzz has literally just built and built and built. But this is one you're going to be seeing at the Oscars.
Wait, anybody into drum solos, Whiplash is for you.
Anyone into music?
Yeah, okay. 7 p.m. next Tuesday at Movies at Dundrum in Dublin. That's where it is. And that's JDIFF and Sony Pictures bringing you that one. Thanks a million, Gráinne Humphreys, and good luck with all your watching of movies. Such a hard job.
I know, Dave. Thank God
especially
you do
especially for
too.
March. All right, good luck. Thanks a million.